Loving God, today help us respond to the prompting of your spirit to speak of your love. Getting jiggy with it.
L'chaim.
L'chaim.
Welcome, Patrice, another Gossip Thursday.
Hello.
Hello. We missed everybody on Wednesday, and you have Tiltosterone to blame. I was playing poker, got into it, and there's really no energy left for a show. They just sucked the shit out of me. Second place.
Nice job. Thank you.
The winner of all this week, we're playing poker at Absolute Poker, and you know, find out the exact times on our forums. But even tonight, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And because Tiltosterone won, and he beat me and got first place, I said, you know, I'd like to give you some kind of shout-out, whatever you once said. And he wanted to inform me that he, in fact, has the youngest Keith and the Girl listener.
Oh, God.
4 weeks old.
God bless.
And you can be like, you know, that's silly, 4 weeks. What can the baby learn at 4 weeks?
But you know what? People put headphones on the woman's belly when the baby's
like
in the stomach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but all of a sudden, when the baby's born, everyone's talking shit around him because he doesn't understand shit because you're looking at him now and you're looking at how dumb he is. Mm-hmm. But when he's in the womb, it's like, this is the smartest
baby
in the world.
He's going to be a genius.
Right.
So I said, what kind of word or phrase will make your baby laugh? Because I don't know what age, you know, I didn't even know if you talked or walked first, remember? So I don't know anything about kids' ages.
I think first I drove a car.
And he says that she giggles when he bangs his knee. So maybe say, ouch. Oh, mother. Did he giggle?
Check.
I always laugh when Keith says ouch, so I think the baby will laugh.
All right, so there you go.
Because he actually, when he gets hurt, you know when you get hurt, you go, oh, or ah. Mm-hmm. He goes, ouch. Who says
that's like a real word?
That's like Dave from like the Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Right. Who says ouch? He banged his head and goes, ouch.
So randomly G-rated. Just shake your fist after and tell Dennis the Menace to go home.
And he does. He slightly turns into a cartoon because if he hits his head, which I gotta say lately you've been doing a lot, like he doesn't realize
I think my head is so dented up.
I don't think he realizes how tall he is. He's like fairly taller than your average guy.
You lose scope. Yeah, I bang my head on the subway all the time if I'm not wearing flat shoes. Like that railing above mm-hmm. when you stand up.
Thank you.
I have totally almost knocked myself out.
You know what? You have an excuse. You're not used to being that tall when you have heels on because you have like an adjustment thing. He's been this tall for a while now.
Okay.
I would say like at least 10 years.
Yeah, but no one can still make me believe I'm 5'9". So whatever.
All right.
It's still random.
Wait, now He bangs his head and he goes, ouch. And then he actually does this spazzy thing where he kind of covers his head where he's not touching his head.
Because now I'll protect it.
Yeah, he's not touching his head, but he's like kind of spazzing. Shoulders up, shoulders up, shoulders up. Head covering like, what the fuck? Like something else.
I don't want something to hit me again.
Yeah, you don't know if it's coming back.
Until I formulate in my head what that was that just happened, I'm on guard.
You're ready for second strike.
Meanwhile, it's not something that fell on him. He banged his head into it.
Well, his nervous system doesn't know that.
I didn't have a calculator to figure it out. Protect first.
And then I said, no, it's very smart. But so it goes out, then protect, and shoulders up, shoulders up, shoulders up. Then it goes, God damn it, I'm so stupid. And then he turns, if I'm in the room, because sometimes I hear him do it. I'm not in the room. He goes, God damn it, I'm so stupid. Babe, how do you date someone who's so dumb?
I jump off.
Like, it's my fault. He's trying to put it on me. I am dating someone who's so dumb.
I do say that. I'm like, I'm such a fucking idiot. I'll write, like, I'm filling out these, you know,
making the orders,
signing
the
autographs on the CDs and DVDs, and I'll write like the guy's name, but on a DVD as opposed to a CD. And I'm like, God damn it! And there's another one wasted, and I'm so fucking dumb. Why am I dumb? I just read that guy's. I knew what he got.
Who needs
I just
parents
put it in
when
CD
you can talk
player.
That to yourself? Maybe I do that too. I don't need my mother.
I bet we all do. Like, God damn, that was so dumb.
I don't need her. I can do it myself.
But yeah, so if you were for the month of January, though, waiting for your DVD, it was taking a while because Kinko's kept fucking up. It's on its way.
Yay.
Fuck Kinko's. I got you again.
Oh, God.
I got you again, you asshole cunt bitches. Tell them what happened, baby.
I got so excited for stealing that while we're waiting for the order.
He's starting a life of crime quite late, Hemda.
It's spooky. It's all Spooky's fault.
Always
really.
Blame it on Spooky.
He's got such great stories and they always involve crime. And
Spooky,
I'm like,
the nice-assed criminal.
The That should be his like superhero
I'm
name.
I'm a criminal, but I got a knife.
So I'm looking around like, what else can I steal? These motherfuckers. Because we're just getting more mad and more mad. And then
Oh, you know what? So we go during the day. I say you go during the day, you give your order to somebody that just smokes a little pot.
Right.
Then you come at night and you take the order and not pay and just act like you already paid to the guy that smoked all the pot.
Right.
Okay? So as we're waiting, they fucked up our order again. As we're waiting, Henda's looking around like, let's just fucking take this, you know. And it,
nobody cares.
Home Depot's made her bold.
Yeah, but then at some
but it's
point,
not even. I'm sorry, it's not even to steal for us. It's to steal right. to fuck them.
Right, right, right.
It's yeah. shit we can't use. It's whatever impulse item is right there.
It's because it's my third trip over there. Like seriously, just cut the thing. Mm. You have the equipment anyway. So I'm looking around now. I have to go in there like. With my serious face on. Otherwise, Keith is not going to take me serious because I was almost not allowed in because right. I don't know how to lie and
no.
do different things. Yeah. No. So, yeah, Patrice knows all about it. So I'm like all game
She's
face on.
She's dancing in the store. No, I'm She's kidding. Kissing me.
And after she pulled up her mask, then she said...
You're an asshole.
I had on my cat burglar outfit. I was so inconspicuous.
No, but I was being really good. And then like some... What's her face? Who's the girl who sings I'm Beautiful? I am beautiful.
Yeah.
Some other Christina Aguilera song comes on, and I'm feeling the beat, and so I start dancing, and then I start
Way
kissing.
To draw
yeah, and I start kissing Keith, and he's like, "What the fuck, game face?" And I'm like, "Right," but I don't see because I look at the guy who's helping us, and I'm like, "Oh, this is too easy," right. and then I slack
well,
off.
People that
but then I'm afraid I'm about to get kicked out of the heist, and I'm like, "Serious, girl, let's steal this too."
You're fired.
People, you know, I'm serious and I need this done right. And if you have to redo it, you have to redo it. Now I'm so mad, I'm just going to go and take this shit with me. And you're going to be so, you know, taken back by my madness that you're not going to go, wait, did you pay for that? However, yeah. if you're dancing around the store to Christina Aguilera, no. you might go,
you
excuse me.
You should have told her to keep the getaway car running.
Right, right.
That should have been her job in the heist.
But you know what? He tried that, but then he's like, because I was sitting in the car the time before, and he comes in, and he's like, can you come in and see? And I know, like, you want me to come in every time, right? Because
like
there's
you.
Something wrong every time.
Every time.
And you feel like you're stupid. Like, no, there can't be something wrong mm-hmm. again. I need right. a second opinion. You know, it's not, like, just
right.
you.
I give them the file that I have. The picture of my CD cover on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then it's a simple one sheet that you fold in half, and then I can write something on the inside. So I give them the file, they print it on a piece of paper, and they cut it into the rectangle shape. That's the only job. What can they keep fucking up?
Everything.
Everything. And again.
Actually, everything. Yeah. Everything.
Again, it's my fault. And they go to, they fold it to show me how it's okay, and they fold it in such a slop like this.
He's showing us.
Like this.
They're folding it in half, but it's like half crooked.
Well, if it was something professional, you'd take it somewhere and professional. It's just Kinko's.
It's so fucked up. They're fold. Yeah. Like, how would you even see if it was fucking right?
And of course, when you show it to them, what?
Right, yeah. What? They have that what face what? On. Right. Like, can't you see? Yeah.
So, by the way, the very first thing they show us, they're like, yeah, your order's ready for you. The CDs were fine. The CD covers, we just let them keep that as like a template. Now you have 100 templates. And the DVDs were fucked up. Now there's 200 DVD fuck-ups. No. There's 200 CD covers.
Jesus
200
Christ.
Of the thing that was already fine. And they look at us like, well, that's what we were given.
You didn't say anything.
Well, if that's what you were given.
Of course.
Then, we're the assholes.
Right. So then they do the one that I need done. And they give it to us. And none of them are folding perfectly in the middle so that the front is on the front and the back is on the back, but some of them, every one is cut different. If you end up buying a CD or DVD from us, this is a bonus. Not one is the same.
Like snowflakes they
right.
are.
Every one you can save to sell later. You know?
You should start numbering them.
But
right.
but some of them are just a little off on top, just a little crooked. So we go, well, you know, I don't think I'm, you know, complaining about minuscule
things. Sony wouldn't
things.
Send this out.
Exactly. Exactly. And I'm taking
and
these
we are,
things dead
we,
serious.
We are standing yeah. there. We must look like the biggest assholes to this guy. We are so precise with our thing. We're looking at it all close, folding it and like going, is this a little, is that a little? Because you know what? The way you designed it, if it's a little off.
Exactly.
It's fucked up. Mm-hmm. So he's looking at us and I'm like, you know what? This is perfect. So here's another tip for stealing from Kinko's. piss them off until they're like, please get out of my store.
Yeah. So
look at it. Look, hold it up to the light. Yeah. Put it down. Fold it different ways, as if even if your shit doesn't need to be folded. Pretend like, oh, I just need to see symmetry.
Like you're gonna cure AIDS with whatever they give you.
Exactly. Yeah. And by the time that guy's like, but I'm losing my high here. I need to take another puff. He's like, just get the fuck out. Take whatever you want.
Because they're looking. We're looking through this pack, and everyone's a little different. And I see like it's slanted on one of the edges. So I go, you know, this is slanted. I can't even fold it properly. Yeah, yeah, I know. Our machine is slanted. Well, you guys are quick with any fucking lie, aren't you? Your machine is slanted.
Our machine is slanted?
Every time we try to cut, well, it's slanted. That's how it's going to come out.
There's no deslanterator, no?
And he's like, it can't come out perfect. What the fuck am I paying for?
Because life isn't perfect. Why would that come out perfect? See, in situations like that, I don't often use it. I automatically go in there using Crazy Black Woman.
Can I see some of the Crazy Black Woman?
Okay. I walk into Kinko's. It's crooked. What's this? What's this? Well, you know, they all come out slanted. They all come out slanted. So everybody else was fine with it coming out slanted. Right? I'm just the only one ever that had to complain about this shit coming out slanted. You know what? Do you have a supervisor? If it's 2 o'clock in the morning and the store's open, there's someone supervising, right? What? Do it again? Yeah, I thought you were going to do it again.
But you don't get it back right.
I got to try that.
I can't help it.
No, you get it back right because you're like, when are you working again? No, I'll come pick it up then because we've already spoken.
They always, you know what? They do act like they always know what the problem is. They give these lies and you're like, well, I do need it straight. Okay, 1 second. What can you do now? Are you going to buy one that cuts straight?
Yeah, you just said the machine is slanted.
Right. No, I'll go to Office Max right now, 2 a.m. and buy the machine.
I'll run over there and get it for you.
They want you to just leave. I got to say, I want to try that whole like...
Well, that's how you do crazy. You try to get them to give them everything they're going to give you so you can leave.
But I don't know if it'll come off the same because I'm
because you're not black?
Yeah.
You know...
Keith would have to do it because he would have to do entitled white man. That's the only other thing that works. It doesn't work for white women.
Can't I just go in and be like, you want to get this shit right?
Going with a down coat with a lot of full pockets,
please.
Maybe.
I'm sure Kinko's follows the news.
And hold the cell phone open like you're about to set some shit off.
Ahmed Al-Abawu.
Then I'm like, I got to send these fucking things out already. You know, what do I do? And then it's not so terrible. It's just not perfect. Mm-hmm. So these things aren't terrible. So you'll see some of these, and you might not even know what I was complaining about. Mm. But I know, and that's the point. And they should know by the template.
I thought that maybe, you know, because I'm like, whatever, I gotta get something out of this. I go, can you just print 20 of them so that we can just cut it at home?
Get a gold, yeah.
Yeah. So he prints 20 of them. That's one-fifth of the amount, and that's free. We took all the fuck-up ones,
and then
too.
We took them all. We took the fucked-up ones, which aren't so bad. Mm. All the CD ones, there's like 200 CDs when we were going to initially not pay for 100. And by the way, every single time they give us a stack of 100, every time, whether it was the first stack that was waiting for me, the redo of the CD 100 stack, the redo, the DVD, the two redos of the DVD, every stack of 100 was a different size. Every single one.
Was a different size stack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet God.
You just line them up next to each other. It's like chips at that point. We're just lining them up next to each other going, well, this wouldn't be fine
at
a dealer.
If you ordered a CD and a DVD, you might notice that the CD might be different paper than the DVD. That's not deliberate. They just kept making up their own fucking paper.
Right.
I would act crazy in there. Y'all are better than me.
I just wanted it all for free.
You're just standing there with reason. No, I would have got it for free. Singular has not fucked with me. I've been with them for a year. I will call them and act crazy. I literally said, you know what? I'm going to call them at 8 because I'll be home. I'll be home for like an hour. I can calm down and I can get my crazy in order. My bill has been this amount every month. Why would I do that? Tell me, sir. You know what? No. Where's your supervisor? You get the supervisor. Well, ma'am, we can't receive. HP once told me that they can't get email.
What?
I had to contact them by mail. You sold me the damn computer and you can't get email? You're telling me in that whole motherfucking building in the year 2000, goddamn 5, no one has an email address.
I'm AOL told me that they can email me like a copy of the thing saying that they'll return my money. But only...
Oh, I fucked with them, too.
Only if I have, like, thegirl@AOL.com. If I have a Yahoo account, they can't send to anyone outside of AOL.
Mm-mm.
Okay. because that's how AOL works. Yeah, please sign me up to AOL. I would love to only send to AOL.
Let me
open
it again.
You know what? If you have an AOL account, don't email us.
And you know what? I don't mind, especially with AOL. This is they're one of the biggest like companies that do this. I don't mind that you outsource your customer service to India. I've worked customer service. I'd rather not. Go ahead, send it to India. Do not send me to the dude in Bangalore that's reading dead from the script. Okay, ma'am, we will be glad to cut off your AOL account in 60 days when we are giving you the courtesy amount of this time to keep using your AOL address. If at that time you do not want to still use it, we will glad you give it. Nigga, shut this shit off today. Shut it off, motherfucker. You know what? Transfer me to some motherfucker in Canada because that shit's even better.
Have you worked in customer service and you see that? Yeah,
I worked in customer service for like 6 years.
You know those charts with the boxes? You know, and the box will say, you know, you say hello in your script, and then a line, an arrow pointing down if they say no, or arrow pointing to the right.
Almost like a family tree.
Right. Where's the box that says, shut this shit down?
See, that's the problem. I get so off the script that they just finally give me what I want.
Right.
Because it's like, press S10 for next customer query, like, or whatever else they're seeing on the screen. First of all, when you pick up the phone, hi, my name is Jim, and I am here to help you. Nigga, you're in India. You can't help me. Transfer me to somebody in fucking Oklahoma who can... It's not even that you're in India and you don't understand what I'm talking about. You ain't got AOL, nigga. The AOL don't run up over there. I know that for a fact.
I'm trying to pick up the attitude accent. Apparently, all you have to do is not end every word.
Right.
just end every word on a half.
Well, because you already know they're not allowed to hang up on you.
Right.
Especially for AOL. So you just act the fool.
Right.
No, I want to shut. Well, we're giving you 60. I don't want your motherfucking 60 days. Shut this shit off today. It didn't work 30 days ago.
Do they go, ma'am, please stop cursing. Ma'am, please stop cursing.
I'm not cursing. That's self-expression. Shut the motherfucking AOL off my goddamn computer now. Now you heard me, Abdul. Now
you want to hear cursing? I'll curse.
Shit.
You know what? I bet everyone goes fucking Abdul. They call him Abdul.
No,
everybody.
No.
I bet everybody does. Or Hassan. Or
no,
whatever.
No. Andrea and I have crafted the perfect one. She only uses it when she's drunk on unfortunate cab drivers. Muhammad Al Shish Kebab. That is our favorite. Yes.
That must be real fun.
And they take you to where you want to go?
Look, Muhammad Al Shish Kebab, drive the goddamn cab and keep your eye from back here.
I would so not drive you. So not drive. Try getting two black women. Try getting another cab, you drunk. Fucking bitch. Drunk
whatever.
2 in the morning.
There was one.
Get out.
There was one who dropped us off.
Oh,
on,
you know where I dropped you off at? The local shish kebab right around the corner.
No.
Go ahead with your shish kebab.
He dropped us off at the ATM because he wanted to get paid. And when we got out of the cab, it's literally like there was so much in his chest. Like, in my country, I would be able to beat women like you. I would have stoned you bitches by now. There would have been assing if up. Fuck you, shit motherfuckers. And he drove off.
He said, fuck you, shit motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, like, we tipped you $5. What's the big deal?
You know what? The people, you know what? You can't just say, get out of my cab.
No, you can't.
People are so rude to cab drivers. And they go in, and it's kind of like dealing with customer service people. They go in, regular customer, what do you call them? Us.
Taxi drivers?
No,
taxi riders?
Fares.
Taxi fares. Mm-hmm. Go into the cab. And start with an attitude.
Right.
And go, you take this street up here. Okay, I think that road's by. No, you take this street.
Oh, I don't get
and
that
I got to be a bad motherfucker because you will take advantage of me. People are the rudest. And you don't go, I think you better take another cab, ma'am. Okay.
Right. No. You're right. They do get attitude all day. But and it's one of those things where I try to be like more nice because I know you're getting shit all day. Except that when I get into a cab, if I actually know where I'm going, I let them know where I'm going because I just need them to know that I'm a New Yorker and don't take the
I'm
super
long. I'm from around here, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I know that you can suggest taking Fifth Avenue as opposed to 7th or whatever, but I want to be like... when they take me to Queens, especially, I have to say, here's where I'm going. You take this
A to B
this,
to C.
Exactly. Right. Just the major, you know, and also it's harder to get to our place. So
it's harder to get cab to go to take you to Queens, too.
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm on break. Yeah, you're on break. You're going to Northern Boulevard. Well, the Indian restaurant is out. Drop me off on the way because that's where I live.
Group of people that get really shitted on is we're going to the post office a lot. That's another place where people start with attitude.
That's another place that crazy.
Yeah, and that's why the thing happened with the post office a while ago. Yeah, well, fuck you. We've been going there like more than once a week. So as soon as the guy gets up to the window, can I have a book of stamps?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that
I'm not that bad.
Yeah, the amount of money just went up. You know that then just give me that. And then she goes, and then they're actually really nice at our post office, and they try to help more than anything. They're like, well, just so you know, this, that, and the other. Then forget it. I just can't deal with that today. Just give me that. Okay.
That bulletproof glass isn't to protect them. It's to protect the customers. Yes. They all got guns back there. I will kill fucker. See, I'm on the other side of the glass at the post office. I would work there, and I'm crazy.
Oh, you know what would be great? Where they have all those stupid signs, you know, take a match and light a spray can and mail it. You know, instead of those stupid posters that are obvious, take those down and put news clippings of post office workers going nuts.
I'm acting mad.
It's just a little light reading while you're waiting in line, asshole.
This is what could happen.
Right. So people, of course, are thinking, you know, I'm saying that I'm flat out stealing from Kinko's and I got away with it. Yes, Kinko's. My name is Keith Malley. Oh. You have my picture because you have it on file. You have the DVD on file. Take that picture. And you know how, like, if you go into ghetto delis and stuff, they have the pictures of people that stole from them.
The checks that bounced.
Exactly.
Posted.
And by the way,
checks that bounced posted, my bank number's on there, my checking account number's on there. I hope so. Yeah. I guess so. That's smart. Mm-hmm.
But put my picture up. And don't say not allowed in this store. See, this motherfucker is trying to ruin Kinko's.
Winner.
And you know what? And if I get caught in that store, I'm going to another fucking
store.
There's
one by my job. They're always sleeping in there.
I'm going to keep finding shit to order in the day and steal at night. And I'm going to go from town to town. And if eventually we have to move, we're going to do it. I will destroy Kinko's.
He's the Kinko's
steal
Avenger.
From Kinko's. Steal from Kinko's. The bigger we get, I'm going to have somebody, you know, I'm going to have to pay more. But obviously, it'll work out where I'm going to have to. Where somebody's going
to
make my CD.
I'm
going to have to outsource to Japan. And somebody's going to, you know, be making my cover. I'm going to still find something that I need copied at Kinko's, and I'm going to steal it at night. Fuck all of you.
He's going to start printing stamps at Kinko's.
Apparently, I'm going to be moving depending on what Kinko's we have in fuck
with. And by steal, he means circumvent.
This is not actual stealing.
No one endorses stealing. Circumvent Kinko's.
Right.
Whenever Spooky was over, he was talking about the pets that he killed. You know, the...
Yeah.
And there's somebody wrote on the forums, I had a similar bad experience with my childhood pets. Similar bad experiences. I've been a drummer since I was 8, and I thought my rabbit would like to hear. So I put it inside the bass drum and played. It had a stroke, lost the use of its hind legs, lost control of its bowels, then died. My hamster also had a stroke because it was too close to my drums. I used to put Alka-Seltzer in my sister's fish tank and fish them out until they stopped moving and put them back in again.
Mm-hmm.
She also had one of those black ones with the big eyes, and I accidentally pulled one of the eyes out.
Sweet God.
How do you accidentally do that?
Yeah. Why are you touching? How is the fish tank still for all of this?
Ew.
My brother put mouthwash in my fish tank once because he wanted the water to be blue. But that almost makes sense.
How aren't more kids dying from other kids?
Right. Yeah, and you see them on shows with all these kids like Super Nanny, Nanny 911. They do death-defying things, these kids. They jump from the second floor onto the couch on the first floor.
They don't care.
Yeah, because they keep throwing their bodies around and
they
their
don't
bodies
have that
are
fear.
Fine.
They don't have the fear thing yet.
Crazy.
Another hamster I continued to feed for
Stop
3 weeks
hamsters.
After it had died and my mom had thrown it in the garbage.
So
another rabbit my mom told me had run away, but she sold it to a local magician.
Because at this point, she was like, you can't be responsible for anything.
We told that dove story, right? Your dove story?
I think
so. Tell it again real quick. I love it.
You killed a dove?
I killed a couple of doves.
They mean peace.
I know. When I first started doing magic, we were working with doves in the dove pan. Like, you take it and you're pretending to make a cake, but really a dove, like, flies out. What?
I thought they were paper.
No, now we have a spongy cake that comes out.
Okay. And is that because of you killing doves?
Shut up.
Apparently there's laws nowadays.
Yeah.
So we had.
But when magic was magic.
Back in the day when it
was It was
something.
Really cool. Can you know, you open up the thing and a dove flies out and they clip its wings so it's only flying to the nearest highest thing. So you just have to put your hand out and it knows to fly right out to there.
Because I know some of the kids are shit scared of a bird just flapping around.
Yeah. And I was scared a little bit. So I lost a couple because, you know, sometimes you're outside and the nearest highest thing is not your hand, it's a tree. So there goes that.
Yeah, dove didn't work out. Dove didn't work out today.
No. I would come back to the warehouse and be like, you know that dove you gave me? Sorry.
All you had to do was bring back some money and a bird, and you came up short.
I was such a pain in the ass. And then,
And now that family has to deal with a bird.
You know?
No, it's in their tree. It's not coming out. What do you have to do to
but
it?
But he can't go any further. He's literally just going to fall out the tree and die.
Well, then you don't have to
Or
really
become a street bird.
I don't know. All I know is after an hour, I'm out of there.
Oh, shit.
So, and then there was a couple of other cases where it was like
a
really...
A couple.
it was really hot days, and you know, you'd prep the magic kit, but you'd prep it right before you're about to do the magic. And so I prepped it, and you got to put the dove in the pan and cover it. It's a really small space, and I guess excuse me, it wasn't like too close to when I started, because when I started doing the magic show, the bird had died. While, and I was like, see, dove, holy shit, it's dead. I closed it. That was a great magic trick. Next.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then there was another time where...
some kid's telling that in therapy.
I know. Then there was another time where I did the magic show and they saw the dove and blah, blah, blah. And then I was about to leave. And I kind of like, you have to carry so much equipment that I'm trying to consolidate everything. So I put the dove into the magic box. And I guess like that means it has no holes to breathe and whatever. So on the way out, I'm packed and everything. And the kids are like, can we just see the dove one more time? And I was like, sure, why not? And I'm thinking like, you know, I guess there's a small possibility that it's dead. Like, what is wrong with me? Like, why don't I check first? No, I open the box and I'm like, fuck. And I close the box real quick. They start skipping all around their house going, the bird's dead, the bird's dead. And I'm like, shh. And the mother looks up to me. She's like, you just showed him a dead bird. I'm like, well, I got to go. Thank you so much. Happy birthday, Steve.
Tips are encouraged.
I got to go.
I love it when you act like nothing happened. I would do it.
And I'm the worst liar. So I really must have looked this woman in the face and been like, yeah.
It was dead before.
Yeah. I'm like, I think I stuttered and then said, it's not dead. I gotta go.
I messed up a tree. I mean, obviously, I'm not a fucking murderer, but
And by the way, I made my brother bury it in my parents' backyard. And he was
still living with your parents.
I was so grossed out.
How old were you?
I think I was 18 or 19. Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you have to pay for the dead birds?
No. See, I had Mona as a boss. She was the greatest boss ever. The greatest. She totally understood when shit like that happened. She also understood that she was employing me. And I was an idiot. And she's employing a lot of teenagers. And, you know, shit happens to equipment and blah, blah, blah. And one time I had, half of my equipment stolen because I had my car stolen.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The entire car, there was like Barney's head was in. I'm wondering.
Barney's head was in there.
I'm wondering.
Someone
I'm
had
sorry.
That hanging up next to a street sign. Yeah. In your room.
Not Barney, the purple dinosaur.
You have to explain that to the police.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering, like, you know, the guy stole the car just to steal the car. And, he opens it up. There's some cotton candy machine. There's Barney's head.
He
like, how
a
weird
business.
Is that? You know what I mean?
Right. I hate that. I hate those fucking... Obviously, just thievery is bad. But then they took something in the car. I've said this before. When they broke into our window and they stole our little, you know, gay boom box.
Oh, the window of the car. Yeah, right here.
And I'm like, I had a tape from my stand-up show the day before. You assholes!
Yeah.
You're probably just hooting and hollering right now, aren't you?
And that's a bigger deal than this part of it. That's a boombox that, like, now I have to buy because I need it for my clown parties, you know? It's just stuff like that. Like, I don't care if they steal my car. I have insurance, and I might even get more than, like, what I could sell it for right now. But my magic is in there, and our magic is, like, over, you know, it's, like, $200-$400 in there, you know, because you accumulate all that shit. Every piece of magic is like $100 or something. So expensive.
The more non-trick it is, too, the more expensive it is. Like, there's that magic wand that you can hold in the palm of your hand. You think nothing's there. You throw it up, it expands into a real wand.
A gigantic magic wand.
As gay as that sounds, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's great. $40
yeah.
at least. Yeah.
And that's
ridiculous.
Not even a trick. It's just like, hey, kids, and you throw
that's
it up.
Your first little
that's
piece or whatever.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Were you going to say? Kind of going with the dove and messing up tricks. If I mess up a trick, I just ignore. Like, that didn't happen.
I've seen him do that. That's funny.
Have you seen him do that? I've never seen him do the magic show.
I think it was one of the ones with the pans and the little sponge cake. And it was that it was the butterfly party. It was because we were outside and you missed that little part right after you finished face painting them.
What happened? I don't
they
really
had
remember.
Me in that narrow. You missed something. You just closed it like, yeah, and that was the trick. Keep it moving.
Oh, I feel like, yeah, I feel like I didn't have the cake in or something.
Yeah, it was something.
And I'm like,
something random. Like, he opened it and it was nothing like, and the next trick.
Put in your ingredient. Same pan that you used for a dove pan. Put all your ingredients into this empty pan.
Fake ingredients.
I close it up. Yeah, your fake invisible ingredients. I close it up. I pull it out. A sponge cake will jump up, but I didn't have the cake in. And I'm like, oh, okay, nice job. Next trick.
Yay! He'll do like the clap, like, yeah. Wasn't that amazing, motherfuckers?
You forgot to put the cake
yeah,
that was supposed
I remember him totally missing one part of the trick, and I'm in the Elmo laughing like a motherfucker.
Oh, that's funny. You know what? I think I must have done that one time. Like, that was the one thing that I didn't prep, and I was like, and hold on just a second. I'm in
there.
Like,
there was none of that.
I'm in the box. Like, because I realized it right before.
No, he opened it like it was supposed to be that way.
Because he
you
thought
guys
he
didn't
did
try
it.
Hard enough.
Right. We have a non-believer.
Oh, my God. Well, that's hilarious.
You know that one where it's so simple, but I like it. The fake thumb goes on your thumb.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
You have a cloth, you know, a little cloth. And right. I'm not giving away secrets. You can find this stuff. Everybody knows.
You're not this David is like, Blaine. It's okay.
Yeah. This is like the first three tricks that you learn. Yeah.
And then, this is how I levitate.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, you have the thumb, the fake thumb in one hand, you know, covered up. How do we explain it? I don't know.
You have the thumb that fits on your thumb. All these thumbs come in different things. You hold a handkerchief. When it's time to make the handkerchief disappear, you hold one hand in a fist position with a hole in the middle so you can stick the fake thumb in there, and then you put the napkin inside the fake thumb, put your fake thumb again. Now the napkin is in your thumb, and ta-da, you open your hands and nothing is there.
So I say ta-da. And between the fake thumb and my real rest of the thumb, there's a little piece of the napkin hanging out.
It's residue, children.
And it's neon yellow, and they can all see it. And I'm like, oh, that was good. And all the parents are like, what the fuck? And even the kids notice. And like, huh? Does he do something else now? And I'm like, that's it. Good job. And it was probably my
it's
last
good job
trick,
that
too.
Pulls it together. Like, we did it.
And you hate when it's your last trick. You know?
Yeah.
And you it's not like stand up. You can't make up a trick on the spot. These aren't
we're
it's
not
real magic.
Yeah.
Right. So you know, they're props. And I'm like, okay, that's it, unfortunately. Good night.
My God.
What time I did the flag one? There's gotta be a name for that. The magic bag. With the handle.
It's called the change bag.
The change purse,
The change bag. It looks like it's a bag with only one hole, but right underneath the place that you hold the bag, it's got like a bag and a stick that you hold it. So the stick, if you move this thing under it, it switches the thing where it goes into another pocket.
Right. So I take red, white, and blue, different colored
handkerchiefs.
Scarves, handkerchiefs, and I put it in, and then I switch, and I pull out the American flag. Well, one time, and it's like longer... That, you know, I act like the blue thing fell on the floor, you know, and all the kids are like, ah, it's on the floor. And I'm like, I know what I'm fucking doing. Ha ha ha. Jokes all around. And then I pull out a flag that doesn't have the blue stars.
Right. Because you didn't put the blue handkerchief
in.
Clearly, it's not going to do it.
Well, apparently one time I didn't have the real flag and I only had the one without the stars. And I'm like, here's your flag. And I pulled the one out with no stars. And I'm like, okay, well, that's it. That's the flag.
Good job.
The end.
Oh
I gotta
God.
Go get my tip now. Good night.
Seriously, we're not making full amount of money doing this.
He makes it look like it was on purpose. Oh, you guys didn't try hard enough.
I've been having trouble with the what's that? The coloring book trick. The coloring book trick is when you show.
Oh yeah,
you show
the colors.
You show the kids the coloring book. You flap it. Like, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You flip it.
You flip it.
You flip the book. And nothing's in there. Not color, not anything, not an outside stencil. Oh my God, somebody took all my pictures, right? Then abracadabra, only the black of the pictures comes on. Abracadabra again.
Outline.
Yeah, only the outline. Abracadabra again. It's colored in, right?
Right.
So something's wrong with my book because every time I show them the pictures, like I show it to them and I know I'm holding the right flap, right? To flip it. And like one blank page comes amongst all the colored and
when
I'm
it
like.
It gets too frayed, like
something,
bent or
yeah.
something like that. Like they start to stick or
it's
not
fucking
stick
up.
Or something.
And this is like the cheapest trick. It's like a $12 book, and I'm
and you
like,
can stretch
no,
that one out.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah, that becomes a long one. But this is a cheap trick, and I'm like, no, no, I'm done with clowning. No,
by no the time, more coloring books.
That's it. I'm not buying anything else for clowning. I'm not doing anything else for clowning. Oh, did we miss a thing? Put some more colors in there, and then I'll flip it again, and it's fine, and everyone goes home happy. No.
There we go.
I like when we go to magic shops, and we are looking to buy a trick, and we're like, okay, I need the expansion. I know what, I've been to these clown parties, you know? It's the same shit. I know what
everyone
I need.
Everyone has
and
the I'm same
like,
basic trick.
We need a new Dove pan. Okay, but look at this. And the guy's, you know, turning one sponge into five sponges, and it's in my pocket when he's done. I'm like, that is fascinating. You're right. I need a fake thumb.
It's not a career, sir. It's my job.
Because also, as easy as the tricks are, if you know sleight of hand, you could make the five sponges come out, and we're like, we are not learning sleight of hand.
Right.
I can't even do the thumb trick because I'm like, everyone can see the thumb. I can't function. You can see. It's again, I cannot drive the getaway car. It's just not
Yeah,
it.
You do these tricks. You do like a thumb and it is amazing. You know, it's amazing for adults that never saw it before. And you want to be like, are you fucking serious though? Look. Look at my thumb.
That's my first. It doesn't match. That's not the same color.
My thumb has a big line in it and you can kind of look inside
it. And it's bigger than
it.
The other one.
Because we didn't do a show, or we did Wednesday show so late, and I mean Tuesday show so late, and then not Wednesday, I didn't get to say that.
Nice guy Eddie.
What's his name?
Not Chris Sean Penn.
Chris Penn died.
Yeah, they did an autopsy.
How sad. The guy from Reservoir Dogs, named Nice Guy Eddie. They named that our favorite restaurant after him.
It's not a restaurant.
After
it's a
character.
Bar.
It's a bar that gives food. One of the few that give good food.
If you are in New York City, Houston and First Avenue, you have to have the sweet potato fries in there.
They are actually really good.
Oh, my God. Anyway, Nice Guy Eddie's. That's our favorite bar.
Chris loved them.
Yes.
Who's Chris?
Oh.
He's being
an
asshole.
My goodness. He died.
The guy that died. Oh, whoops.
Friends and relatives of actor Chris Penn grappled yesterday with the shocking news of his death.
Is it Sean Penn's brother?
Yeah, Sean
Penn.
He
was also in that movie Footloose, right?
Yeah, he was the one
that couldn't
dance.
Didn't know how to dance.
Right.
I didn't know that was his brother.
We need to see Reservoir Dogs again, by the way. One of the greatest, if
I've
not
never seen it.
Tarantino's greatest movie.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
One of the greatest movies. West Wing star and close family friend Martin Sheen comforted the 40-year-old actor's mother, Eileen Ryan, after visiting the Santa Monica apartment where Chris, younger brother of Sean Penn, was found dead on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. You said they had an autopsy?
They did an autopsy. It was inconclusive, and they decided he died of natural causes.
Look at this fat head
How
of
his.
How
can an autopsy be inconclusive?
It's heroin, it's food, it's drugs.
Scrubbing bubbles. That's what he died of.
Scrubbing bubbles? Is that a black thing?
No.
He had the understated brilliance of a true artist. He was real in person and in his acting.
So why didn't you put him in a movie?
Right. He was the real thing. Absolutely, he was the real deal. He brought a truth to his work that was as unique and singular as that of any of the young actors who are his contemporaries, whether related or unrelated.
Why didn't you put him in a movie?
Mm. You know what? He most recently appeared in Starsky and Hutch.
Cool, classic.
Mm, that's what you die on. And last year's Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
His
newest film, The Darwin Awards, starring Joseph Fiennes and Winona Ryder, premiered last night at the Sundance Film Festival.
Now, what does Nice Guy Eddie's do like that day? Do they go free wings?
I hope there's a drink special.
Yeah.
Let's see.
The Nice Guy Eddie died drink special. Called Death.
That's
terrible.
That's
Humber, you're awful.
Michael Jackson is in
Bahrain.
Dressing up like chicks. Michael Jackson soared to a new height of weirdness, if that's possible. parading.
Isn't the news supposed to be a little unbiased?
Unbiased, right. Oh. If that's possible, am I wrong?
Wait a minute.
This kid toucher was parading around the streets of Bahrain yesterday dressed as an Arab woman. But the ultra bizarre design didn't fool locals who's been pointing and gawking at the gooky king of pop shouting, Michael, Michael, please no. Wacko Jacko squealed in a high-pitched whine as he fled in public. Look at this fled in panic.
I enjoy the headline. Picture. Burka Jerka Jacko and Juniors. Someone spent at least 10 minutes working that out.
He's just head to toe like
Arab, like an
women
Arab woman
dress.
Yeah.
And his kids, I didn't know this till I read this. His kids' names, did you know this?
Prince.
Prince 1 and Prince 2. And
Prince
Paris.
Michael Jackson, actually.
He loved the name Prince so much.
Prince 1
That's
and Prince 2.
Prince and him used to F.
Well, it's like when, don't say that. It's like when you have a dog and your dog has a dog.
It's like when you have a dog and so you're list? Oh, it's like Junior,
yeah.
But
yeah.
His kid didn't have his own kid.
The third,
he skipped over a generation.
You have a brother or sister? He's equivalent like a pet.
No. I hope you're not really seriously defending Michael's dumb
choice. I'm not defending him.
All right.
I'm just saying maybe that's his reasoning.
They obviously knew it was him, and he also wears those Michael Jackson sunglasses that you can recognize.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, he likes being known.
Those Ray-Bans.
That he's being weird.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's walking like
How
half a man.
How will I be odd today?
So everybody knew it was him, and he's like, you have to give us some privacy, he begged. Please, you have to understand, we need protection. You need to leave us alone.
I like when he said, you're scarring the children. Mister, I think I'm kind of late to scar the children. You have them wearing hoods like superheroes.
That's got to be so freaky. There's not a place in the world that has running water that doesn't know your name and won't. You know, right. Have a mob following you around.
You can dress not normal, but your kid has to wear Batman hoods to go outside.
Mm-hmm. It's like Halloween every day for them.
The Prince 1 and Prince 2 are going to be 40 walking around with Spider-Man masks on, so no one will get
Oh,
them.
No, they're going to come out with an autobiography.
That's
going to
be the book.
Shit.
I hope I feel cognitive enough to read that book.
Oh, I will have someone read it to me. Fuck that.
You know who is having an autobiography? Kate Moss.
Yep.
Really?
Kate Moss, and she's making an autobiography, and she says to tell her side of the story.
I love how you say she's making an autobiography, because clearly she's not writing.
Right.
It's going to be pictures. She's writing
it's going to be pictures.
With Virgin Books, Richard Branson, the owner of Virgin, signed her to it. She has a $1.8 million advance on
Jesus.
The book.
Jesus. I really have to tell that story about I was in the paper with Coke. Okay, but then tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's like everybody has an autobiography in the works, and they just need a reason.
Yeah.
See, that's what I think you should hold back, because Keith has his autobiography right now on Shite.com, and it's just free. And I think, like, you got to wait until you're famous and then sell
pull
it.
Pull it back. Keep stealing from Kinko's. And
Let's print out your book a few times from Kinko's.
The Kinko years.
And these pictures I always love, even though it's nothing new and everybody knows it. The hell with you, TWU. All aboard the Z train.
That is the second day in a row. They printed that inset picture yesterday.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Pictures of people sleeping.
Come by
subway
my house.
Workers.
They're chilling all the time.
Token booth sleeping. They're always sleeping. Yeah. They're always sleeping.
Did I tell you guys this? A friend of mine told me that he saw someone sleeping. And he had to wake them up so he can get a
MetroCard.
To get on the train. The guy yelled at him.
Yeah.
He yelled at him for waking him up. Why couldn't you use the machine? Are you
the
crazy?
The machines are there.
That's when you start that crazy again. I would have took a picture of your ass first.
Ooh, that's better. Yeah. Why wake him up? Then jump the turnstile. Take a picture of him and just jump.
Or like act
but
like...
But that's when they turn you know, it's all of a sudden they're cops.
You'd be so frustrated you can't think of anything like that. You could think jump the turnstile, but you can't think to take the picture. You can't think. You're rating guys...
Not with camera phones.
Act like you're rating this guy's number down, whatever his badge number is, you know? You don't think. You're so mad. You're like, did you just fucking say that to me?
Right. And not only that, by the way, I think he was at a place where, you know, when sometimes there aren't any turnstiles, there's those doorways.
Those weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't jump that at all. Yeah. So I think he was at one of those places. So he needs the MetroCard.
Honestly, are people too fat that they can't go through those spinning door things?
What do you mean?
They're slats. There's no way to go. It doesn't turn the other way.
Oh, no. He's saying, like, there people who are too fat to go through those doorways?
I'm sure there are.
I'm sure there are.
But fat is squishable, so you could probably smush it in
I guess so. We have at our local store right here.
Uh-huh.
What is it? Pathmark? Not Pathmark. Key Food.
Oh, they have the turnstile.
They have those turnstile
but
things.
But they have a miniature one.
So that you don't steal the carts.
Right, right.
There's got to be fat people that can't walk through
that. That's why they have that little gate right next to it. And they come and open it up for you. They do it for the
ladies. Oh, really?
Because, you know, they get the ladies with the baby strollers, too, so they have to open it for them. So there's a little gate right there. And I guess wheelchair people and all that shit, they always have an alternative.
Yeah, but how embarrassing. You're not in a wheelchair. You don't have a kid. And it's like, knock, knock.
But you know what? I think when you're that fat, you're over it.
You're not over
you're
it, I guess.
Not over it, but you're like, you know what? Whatever at that point, especially if you're an adult.
I know those people get made fun of in
public.
That's
like the fat people that are in the Rascals. You're so fat, I'm not going to walk anymore. I've quit
walking.
Oh, I see
what you mean. Yeah.
Not the double wide wheelchair, the rascal, because I'm fat and I like to get around fast.
Station agents, this is your wake up call. You know, the one we've been giving you for 10, 20 years. A post reader spied yet another transit snorer dozing in his booth, and the paper has received a half dozen similar reports yesterday from strap hangers who didn't have a camera handy. I can't believe these guys are paid to sleep. Oh, you know what? We were saying how much money they make.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and people were like this, you know, they were saying on the forums, you know, somebody said, you know, not the engineers, you know, they only make like, they said something ridiculous, like 20 some thousand, you know, don't
the
give
engineers.
Them a hard time.
Maybe
absolutely
that first year while
not.
Training or some bullshit like that, but they make a decent amount.
Maybe,
bullshit.
Nah,
yeah.
Not at all. Maybe like you read that in the Subway Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
In 1912.
But anyway, the token boost says right here, this guy, Wayne Wiggins, specifically made $77,000
a year. To sleep?
Token booth workers are making like $77,000 a year. This guy is in Queens.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
That's retarded.
Holy shit.
Mad now?
You know what? I'm not buying MetroCards from machines no more. Break the 20.
And I'm never, And I'm never a guy that, you know, it's like, can you, you know, how are you spending your money? You know, are you spending your money in the city? These people work. I'm not going to get their money.
It's not even
you know,
that.
So it doesn't upset me. But yeah, 77,000.
Yeah. 77,
wake up.
000,
don't have attitude.
Have you seen the new booths? They're red now and they're just for assistance. They don't even sell tokens at those booths anymore. They put one on one of the sides at my house and you guys have one over here. They just sit in the booth and answer questions. They don't have to sell tokens and MetroCards anymore.
What questions do you ask? How to get somewhere?
Yeah.
See, and
they tell you?
No, they give you a map.
Oh my God.
because there's so many fucking whiteboards with like everything. Don't ask me this. Don't do this. Don't do that. They go search your bag. Do this. Do that. And they hand you a map if you need a map. And they actually just walk around the beginning of the station chilling. They don't sell any tokens in the
booth
anymore.
Which is fine. There are a lot of dummy jobs, but don't pay them $77,000.
That's fine in the city at like a 34th Street where there's a lot of tourists. There are no tourists by my house. You could make that a regular booth. Especially when you're doing service on the weekends and the other side of the station is closed.
Do whatever you want, but pay by brain size. That's it.
It's take an aptitude test and then just pay according
one of
to that.
It's just one of those jobs where to get in, I think it is who you know, and they started with a base of dumb.
I think it's just a waiting
everybody
list.
Everybody at our bank.
It's a waiting list thing.
Everybody. I don't think it's so simple. Most people there are dumb, and I think it's because they knew somebody that was dumb.
So
everybody,
they get away with it.
Everybody at our local bank is dumb and the exact same race. You can't work there if you don't know any of them. I guarantee.
Yeah, our local bank. He's saying the exact same race because he's not sure what race they are.
Right. Are they of a brown persuasion?
There's something sandy.
Indian. They're Indian, probably.
They're Indian.
What bank is it?
Independence.
Oh, well, then you should know better.
Well, fuck them. But like anytime you have any job, bad jobs that I had or jobs that I had where I didn't like the employees, I almost always, if not always, hated the boss.
Yeah.
You know, the boss is a dick and something about his mentality hires dicks. Mm-hmm. There's going to be fucking idiots running that subway system forever because there's idiots now.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll give you that. There is a grandfather system in there. Like, you know, this is my son, so-and-so. He can come work this, that, and the other.
I guess, but it shouldn't be that way.
No, it should not.
Put it on the list.
It should not.
Right.
Things to change tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of idiots, Patrice.
Hello.
Well, that sounded
that
bad.
That came out wrong.
Yeah.
Tell us about the idiots.
There you go. David Lee Roth. He has that lovely...
I hear he's getting in trouble.
Really?
Like he's going to lose.
Not so much lose. It seems at this point they're sort of the attitude that he wants to get fired. He
I
wants
was gonna
to be able to walk
you.
Away with his money and just be, you know, fuck it.
I thought I wanted this job, but, you know, I might have been wrong. But I like money, so I want
to
keep it.
I was really thinking about this today, about they're going to have to fire him. He's that bad, you know?
Not even that the ratings are that bad.
Yeah. It's just horrendous. It's just horrendous. And it was like the biggest chance in the world. And how is he going to face everybody?
There's nobody to face. He doesn't give a shit. For what? Face what?
I don't know. I would think like, you know, you're David Lee Roth and you got fired.
But think about it this way. He didn't have to go on any of the VH1 shows for you to talk about him again. He's fine.
Yeah, I just think it's a weird thing.
And they're going to pay him off.
Exactly. He's still going to get his contract money.
I think what's going to happen is they're going to fire him, but for publicity, they're going to say that he just quit. That's what I think.
Either way, it'll be fine. He doesn't care.
It doesn't matter.
He'll
you
go
know
back
what?
To the Lower East Side and be an EMT.
You
He's
do a Letterman interview.
Uh-huh.
You go, hey, I never knew.
Infinity
what did I know
sucks.
About radio?
Yeah.
Scoop-a-dooby-bop.
Van Halen coming next summer.
Right.
That's
right.
All.
And that's it. And everybody goes, haha, that is funny. Why did they hire you? The end.
Either way, he'll come out golden. It's fine. But they said
he'll come out diamond.
Oh, funny. He decided that he wanted the studio refurbished, all traces of Howard removed, but then decided that he does not want to be in the studio because it is infested with asbestos.
What?
When he's a smoker.
Asbestos is different.
Cancer's cancer.
There's no fucking asbestos. That place was redone also for Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Back then, if there was asbestos,
they took it out
of it. There's no asbestos.
He said he could smell the asbestos. Like, basically, he gets a feeling there's asbestos in the room, okay. So he needs it removed.
I gotta tell you, I thought I was smelling mice. I actually thought I knew the smell of mice.
You thought the mouse was looking at you, Hemta.
I know, it was.
You made Keith get up and pretend check, because I know he pretended check. And I love that, because you actually believed him. And I'm like, he did not look at her. Pretend check to make sure, A, that there wasn't a mouse in the trap. And if there was, the mouse wasn't looking at you.
No, shut up.
He's in the room. He's looking at me. Don't say this to other people. They'll think you're crazy.
Well, you just told everyone. But I thought there was, like, I thought I knew the smell of the mouse. And I'm like, oh, it's right behind me. I know it's there. And, like, a few times I happened to be right. It turns out. These chairs smell a certain way. These new chairs that we have, and I was smelling the chairs.
I was about to say, does the mouse wear Chanel No. 5 or something like that? Tyra Banks' show renewed for a second season.
I saw that coming.
Yeah.
And David Lee Roth is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's filling the Ricky Lake hole. What are you going
to
do?
She's got some kind of following. They're all about her. And you know what? I hate to say this, but women... Oh my God, it doesn't take that much. It's like, guess who's having a makeover?
Is she on opposite Oprah?
No.
No way.
When's she on?
No, no, no.
Like right before?
She's on. It's syndicated, so she's on at different times in different markets. For New York, I think it's 5 p.m. and then like 9 a.m. and then 1 a.m. overnight on Oxygen Network.
Now, these are obviously for chicks. Most chicks don't work. What else are you going to watch? Most chicks don't work. Who's that for? Who's Oprah for? Guys that aren't working?
Well, not so much chicks that don't work. It's teenage girls who are
not most girls don't work. I'm sorry. That came out wrong. Girls, people that don't work are usually girls.
Right. I'll give you that.
Okay. Sorry, independent.
It's a lot of...
All the ladies making babies. All right. Excuse me. Sorry.
No, it's a lot of teenage girls, too, that are home in that time period. The same Ricky Lake sort of contingent.
Right. So,
the younger 20s, you're out of college or whatever.
If you don't feel like watching, you know...
Oprah's a bit too brainy for you.
Right. Oprah's a bit too... Or you're in, you know, not to compare the two, but you either watch Oprah and Tyra Banks, you know, probably, or your other choice is whose baby is it?
What's that?
Oh, Judge Hatchet.
Oh.
Judge Hatchet. Shows. Now Judge Hatchet, we saw this today, Judge Hatchet is doing it.
But it was his baby.
Right. You know, on a talk show, you would, you state, you know, I never fucked this guy. And she's like, you know, she's saying I never cheated with anybody else. He's saying she did. So that's my baby. And then they show the results. Now Judge Hatchet is doing this. Mm-hmm. Now that's in a court of law.
It used to just be bad teens. But now it's, right. You know what? But Judge, I slept with her in a foursome for the first time. It can't be my baby. But he slept with my sister. And that's his baby. I can't have babies, Judge. I wear tight underwear and I smoke weed.
All true. All true sentences. Seriously? That they said. Yeah. What does this have to do with a court of law? And all Judge
Actually,
Hatchet...
this is the closest thing that has to do with a court of law.
Paternity test.
Paternity,
not them lying, though.
Yeah, all this. We don't need to know that
Judge
you guys
Hatchet,
had a foursome.
Right.
Judge Hatchet is trying to get them to lie to her. Then she opens up the paternity test and acts all offended that she was lied to.
You
I can't believe you lied to me.
The whole
like,
time.
Who gives a fuck? Like, she's going on, like, no, it's him I only slept with. And she's going to go, you know what? I got the paternity envelope in my hand, but I'm ripping it in half. You convinced me. Good day.
Yeah.
Just show the fucking results. You're a court of law.
No, I like the questioning. They had a foursome. And she looks at the sister. They had a foursome. Yes, Judge, they're nasty.
Yeah. Actually, it's not really even.
She has to give her opinion, this bitch. Wow, that's just gross. That's just gross. Oh, is that what they taught you in law school, Judge Hatchet?
You know, Judge, they're just nasty. There's nothing I can do about it.
They don't even have to be real judges. Like, you and I can be the judge on that. Because as long as the two parties agree that no matter what we say...
That you're the arbitrator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're good. Anyone could be sitting on that
throne.
Well,
that's my new job. I'm a judge from now on.
Patrice had a brilliant idea, and we should do this on the radio show, have two people come in, and they take a paternity test, okay? But without them in the room, we open the paternity test first thing.
Right.
And we go... It is his baby, by the way.
Okay.
And then bring him in, and they have their arguments, and you know the whole time that she's lying or
and
vice
you try
versa.
To judge how well are they lying.
Yeah.
Would you believe the lie if you didn't know the results?
I would love to have this white trash couple come on our show and not steal
from us. So if you need a paternity test, send an email.
But, you know, a regular show should do that. You know, these shows, like, don't
if
wait to
the whole
show
thing
it
backwards,
in the beginning. Right.
That 110% show would be so much more fun.
But only the audience knows, right?
Right.
The password is... It is his baby.
Exactly.
So then when the girl came up, Maury, I'm 110% sure I only slept with Dekashwan and Starkeisha is his baby. Then when you know that Starkeisha is not his baby.
You know how I say like black people will be watching ignorant black people and be upset about the whole race? That's what
we're not upset. We're glad we're better than them.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. See, I just make up like if I was black.
No. We're just glad I'm not that ghetto.
And they start
no,
with
see, because that's how I feel about Israelis. I'm like, oh god, don't do that. Oh god.
Oh, well,
I'm embarrassed for my race.
I only get that when it's like those E goes wild on and they go to the Caribbean and they have like hog racing, and I'm like, why did you show the white people the hog racing? Why did you do that?
So, right.
That was our secret.
We don't care about our own races when we're offended.
Yeah, why did you show them racing the donkeys? We weren't supposed to. Oh god, my donkey come in first place. Why did you show them that? Why did you show that to the nice white people? They're gonna come here looking for donkey races.
Come on, what else do they say?
They're just random things
in the accent, please.
Well, now they're filming that Real World Road Rules Gauntlet in Trinidad, and I'm like, why stop showing them things? They cut to the locals, they cut to the police coming to town. Okay, what's the problem here? I'm like, no, stop looking so inefficient. Where's your gun? You don't have a gun. You don't need a gun on the island. Why do you have a whole car? Where's the scooter? You guys broke out a car for the show? That's cool. Like, everybody in town put their money together, got a car, but there's no roads. Why do you have a car? you're just waiting for them to slip. But really, it was on E. There was donkey races one time, and they cut to the old man sitting in the corner with like a plate of food. This is fun. Stop showing them that.
What else we got?
I wish they would stop showing the bombs in my country. Anyway, you were saying.
I think that just makes us look
bad. I think the donkey races are slightly more embarrassing.
I think tourism goes down.
You know?
And well, at least they'll come over there asking for donkey races. They're not going to come over going, where are the bombs?
Well, no, you get the fat, drunk white women that come asking for weed. It's not Jamaica, baby. Long Island.
But you're black and you have an accent.
Yeah.
No? And it's hot.
They come looking for some jungle loving. They come to get their groove back. Wrong island, bitch.
Also, if you did the show, you know, backwards and you gave the paternity information, you can have like pop-up things. You know?
There you
like
go.
The lady's like, I never slept with anybody else.
Lies.
Are you blah, blah, blah kidding me?
She slept with Kevin and Sean and Paul.
Right. And then they have, like a screen opens up on the bottom right of Kevin, Sean and Paul.
Uh-huh.
And they're all waving with smiley faces. Hi.
It's not my baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
See, we got a whole new show going.
That's really great. I like that. Somebody owes Patrice a dollar. Somebody owes Keith a dollar.
There we go. Let's see. The newest Jesus movie. Because, you know, after the success of Passion of the Christ, everyone is waiting to see
questions.
What the new one is. Yeah. But still open-ended story. It's going to be called Nativity.
Okay.
It's going to be based on the life of the Virgin Mary.
Jesus?
No, the Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary.
It's going to be from her perspective.
That's and, cool. Why isn't that cool? I like
it. It's going to be the 2 years of their life before Jesus was conceived, up until his birth is when the movie's going to take place.
Are they going to fight?
You know?
Is there a fighting scene?
That's not my baby, Mary. Well, you know what, Joseph? I'm 110% sure it's your baby. And if you don't believe me, you can ask the archangel. Archangel, what's the results? Joseph, it is not your baby. Bring out Jesus. You know whose baby it is? It's the Lord's baby, Joseph. Maury, I'm not sure that's my baby. Well, you know what, Lord? Let's look at the results.
I want to see a Jesus movie with Joseph and Mary,
mm-hmm.
and have the kid grow up a little bit. And you watch the kid shitting himself and puking all over Joseph.
I wonder, did Jesus need diapers?
Yeah. And Joseph...
He should be magic enough to work that out.
Joseph is changing the diapers, and like three men and a baby. Jesus is pissing on Joseph's face, and Joseph's like, oh, this is the fucking savior.
You want to see Mary, you know, try to step out of her way and punish Jesus. Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. you wonder if Joseph's going to treat Jesus like he's a stepchild.
You know?
A lot of
fucking
times
Lord's I'm, baby running around my house eating my food. And my motherfucking
and
baby.
And then lightning strikes. It's like, I can hear you in your head.
See if I give a shit, Lord.
This is a reach, but you were just saying about food. Earlier when you were talking about, you're moving to a new apartment.
I am in the process of moving. Yes, I am.
You don't care for your roommates right now?
I do not care for them anymore. No, one of them anymore. The other one I don't see. She too is like, you know what? I just sleep here.
Tell the omelet food story.
I work overnights.
It does warrant a sigh.
I work overnights, and I like cheese.
It doesn't.
Those are the two key points of the story. I was in my room sleeping, and I hear clicking. And really, I woke up because you know that click noise that it makes when you go to turn the gas on?
Right. Yep.
That was clicking a bit too long. So I'm like, oh, shit, this bitch is burning the house down.
Oh, that tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, she's burning the house down. I haven't brushed my teeth, and I don't have a bra on. This is fucked up. So I get up to see what the commotion is. And some dude is standing in the middle of the kitchen. And he's like, good morning. Do you want an omelet? No, I'm good, thank you. And I went and brushed my teeth and I came back in my room. That afternoon, I look in the fridge. All my eggs are gone. Yeah. And I look in the little deli drawer and my cheese has been raped. I had a pound of cheese and now there's a small, not even a fourth of a pound of the cheese is left.
Are you saying that you have mice too?
You know, except my mice are bigger and don't have jobs.
In their defense, they offered you an omelet.
Yeah, it's nice when you offer someone their own food.
I had a roommate that did that. I had Gus used to, my Brooklyn roommate.
How much was your cheese, Keith?
Oh, I would buy Munster was probably $4 a pound.
Yeah, my cheese was $9 a pound.
Oh,
yeah, because I like cheese. I said that before. That was part of the story.
And then your roommate offered you to.
Yeah, she's like, oh, he used the cheese to make omelets. I'll buy you cheese. Okay, my cheese was $9 a pound. $9 for cheese? Bitch, I bought the cheese because I like myself.
I like when people also use your shit, break it or use your food, eat it, and then yell at you that they can't, you know, I can get it much cheaper. It's well, so I want what I had. That doesn't even make sense.
For once, I go to the nice Whole Foods and I buy myself nice cheese.
Yeah, and you do feel like, okay, this will be for me, and you save it in a certain way, and, you know, it's like your celebration time.
Yes, this that was my night. I had the nice little crackers for the cheese.
Aww.
I had One Eye Davis would just treat himself.
How many years have I been hearing that name, and still?
Until he writes in that he fixed it. One Eye Davis is going through our apartment, you know, it's me, Ray, and him, and just helping himself to our food, okay? And we're like, okay, I'll get you back somehow. But, you know, just enjoy, and I don't care, you know, I'm, whatever, I'll eat your
there
food one day when you have it.
Of sharing.
Exactly.
A certain level, people.
A certain level, it's all our food.
But cheese that says 10.57 on the side does not include it in sharing.
Yeah, correct, it's like milk. If you wake up and you don't have the milk for your cereal, have some milk, you know? Mm-hmm. But just don't finish my milk, and I'm still not awake. I don't even like milk in my cereal. But that's not the point.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, don't finish it. And
Don't start it.
And he'd help himself to things. Then one day, he buys bread and a jar of peanut butter, takes a Sharpie and writes his name on both.
That's balls.
I would have licked every slice of bread and put it back.
I wrote my name on everything in that house. The wall,
Keith's
the toilet,
light bulb.
My milk.
Keith's light bulb.
What a dick.
I would put back everything. There was ice cream that my one roommate liked, and he's like, okay, if you're going to eat the ice cream, you have to put it back. I ate his ice cream one time, and I put it right back before he got home, and I panic. I'm like, well, I got to make sure.
Because, I do that, you know, too, especially with ice cream and stuff like that, because I don't know if you're, like, tasting it on the way home. You know what I mean?
That's the thing. I don't know if you, in your head, your plan is, when I get home, I can't wait to eat that ice cream.
Right.
That's the item. So I would return it. I try to return it before the guy gets home. One time I was accused of eating the ice cream and not returning it, and I'm like, you better fucking not.
Wrong, check your girlfriend.
And we didn't have another roommate, and I was like, check your girlfriend. Yeah. I know how skinny she is, but.
That's happened more than once. There's been fights with roommates, and it's been because a girl was over and ate somebody's food.
Write a note, bitch. Don't just clear out the fridge when you're over at somebody's house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Girls,
I guess if
just
you're the
help
guest,
themselves. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else we got in celebrities? Sorry.
On Nativity, the biggest point was, you know, Mel Gibson got an epic cast together to write the screenplay for Passion of the Christ.
Again?
No, it's not Mel Gibson, but
so
this time around for Nativity.
To write
the screenplay for Passion of the Christ. You know, they had to go into Aramaic. They had to do all this research. The person writing.
How many slashes he got? That was like a torture movie.
Well, remember, the Catholic Church was going to be really looking at the movie, so they had to make sure that it passed muster or whatever. But this time for Nativity, they got the man who wrote the Ed Harris and Sean Connery basketball movie and the Dennis Quaid baseball movie. He's working on an NFL movie with Mark Wahlberg. So apparently, if you know sports, you know Jesus.
Yeah. Hey, you know, before every sport, they definitely pray.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
American Idol news.
I'm sorry, you don't know any stars in that yet, do you?
Nobody's attached to it yet.
Okay.
American Idol news. We have another criminal. You spoke about the black girl with the blonde wig.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if this is who you're referring to, but there were twins, like those two black guys, and they were kicked off. What?
Can you give it a minute? We talked about that last week.
She talked about this.
Okay, but
give it a minute.
Give
it a minute. We're not up to that yet. God damn you.
I'm very proud that I know things.
Hush.
Okay.
Because I know more.
All right.
And I have it written down.
See, I feel like writing it down and then
later.
Well,
then write it down and you're wrong.
And then go, oh,
it's not
just
your baby.
Fine.
The blonde wig girl who you had to wait the whole hour for.
Right.
You should have waited a little longer. If you search her in the Mecklenburg County, North Carolina, she has many, many offenses. It's surprising that she didn't cut Paula because she's been in jail for cutting with a deadly weapon before. She's also been in jail for larceny, disorderly conduct, communicating threats, resisting arrest, DUI, no license, and open alcohol containers.
I personally am shocked. Anyone who wears a half-cut dress and is fat, I believe, right?
For her height, she is fat.
Yeah, and just like she's oozing out of her outfit. So
Bang didn't catch a problem.
You know what I mean? And then going, fuck you guys, you fucking motherfucker. Fuck you, Colin. Really? She's got warrants?
At least she's consistent. In all her mugshots, she is sporting the blonde wig.
That's so upset me because they fucking... Anytime I'm taken, I'm so stupid. I'm so fucking stupid. Anytime I'm taken and watch Simon Cowell walk off. What? And I did.
Yeah, of course.
And I did. And here's how he walks off. Yeah, what's wrong with your ears today, Simon? You really didn't think that girl was wonderful? No, I don't. And you could take this show, mate. That's it. That's what I was waiting for.
You dropped that pen.
You didn't even throw a pen. You dropped the pen.
I've seen enough of these motherfuckers today.
Right. And Simon Cowell wasn't joking. He did go to his hotel.
Ryan Seacrest is outside waiting.
Yeah.
Okay. And now the twins.
Okay.
Captain Jump Ahead. Go ahead.
I heard that they went on a radio station.
Yes.
And they were talking to somebody from, not Sony.
Look at the non-information here. So-So Def Records, Jermaine Dupri.
So-So Def Records. And I believe because of their criminal record and the
not because of their criminal record, because they can sing, and he heard them in local Atlanta station.
Right.
And he's from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And so deaf, right after everyone found out that they had some sort of, they robbed the car so they can go to Hollywood or something for the auditions. So deaf decided these are the people that we want to sign. So they got offered a contract.
They got offered a contract, but the point is that they stole the car. And it's a 2005.
Oh God! They got a thing from the car company.
They did not steal a car, as in they walked up to the car and stole the car. They took a man's credit information and bought the car.
I have an idea.
What?
What if Patrice says the gossip?
Okay. Jailbird twins confirmed that they were dropped from American Idol.
I already said that.
For forgery and theft and deception by fraud and financial identity fraud to purchase a 2005 Dodge Magnum. They were released on $30,000 bond on a Sunday. The next Monday, they were on a local Atlanta radio station where they got signed by So-So Def Records. And in a statement, they said, in order to be real American idols, you have to go through trials and tribulations, and you have to be someone who didn't have it easy. In the hip-hop world, a bit of controversy doesn't hurt. Okay, now, hip-hop...
Like I said, they got signed because of their criminal record.
Hip-hop, the level that you have to be gangsta has reduced so greatly. We've come from N.W.A. and Snoop Dogg to forgery. That's right. Your version of being street. That's controversial in hip-hop. That's not gangsta.
You stole a car to be on
You didn't steal a car. You went and bought a car.
Oh, right.
They didn't steal this car. They took someone's social security number and went and bought a car. They did not have a Jimmy and go steal a car. They didn't carjack at a stoplight. They went and talked to Jim and picked out the blue one. That is not gangster. Not gangster, sirs.
All right, she can tell the gossip.
It is not controversial, and it's not gangster. Also not gangster is rapper Cam'ron. I want to wrap it up by a statement for him.
All right.
He held a press conference to say that he has a rap beef. That is not gangster. When you call CBS, NBC, MTV, and everyone under the Viacom umbrella to tell them to show up at 2 p.m. at the Plaza Hotel so you can tell them you have a rap beef, that is not gangsta. Okay? He held a press conference about his diss record, You Got It, which was a response to a concert that Jay-Z held last October. It's almost February, sir. Your response should have been a bit swifter. He apparently pissed you off so much you had to take time and do a first draft and a second draft.
He had friends look over it.
Yeah. We had everyone sit around. We had a listening party before I decided to let go of my release. He said that he let go of the diss record not only because of this concert, because he heard that Jay-Z was out hunting for Catholic school pictures of him and pictures from after the time he got jumped in a fight.
So?
That's not gangster, sir. Catholic school is not gangster. Not at all. On the record, he called Jay-Z a pretty hoe. He said he's also not worried about Jay-Z having a fat wallet because his shit is brolic. Now, he tried to make wallet and brolic rhyme.
Is brolic a real word?
I looked brolic up on Urban Dictionary. No results. I searched all the little hip-hop websites. And by the way, none of you can fucking spell. And stop putting Z's in places of S's. You will not pass the SATs like that. There's no brolic.
Or as I call them, the Zats.
The Zats. There's no brolic. So finally, you know what I say? He's done his research. He's had since October to start writing this rap. I just do a Google on brolic. Brolic is referencing Emile Brolic, the CEO of Taco Bell.
What?
So what's the line again?
I'm not worried about your fat wallet because my shit is brolic. The only brolic that exists is Emil Brolic, the president of Taco Bell, formerly the vice president of Wendy's.
Let me tell you something.
That is not gangster.
I don't think he meant that guy. I think he invented a word, and I don't see the problem. You know who else invented words? Shakespeare. Nobody has a problem with that.
The only brolic is the brolic from Taco Bell.
Or maybe he means them. Maybe he's got a fat wallet, but I go and I get free tacos anytime I want.
And it doesn't make sense because, the best of my knowledge, Brolic is worth about $6 million. Jay-Z is worth $320. Brolic may be worth more, but his estimated net worth for 2005 is $6 million. Sir, you've proven no point to no one. You are not gangster.
You know what is gangster, though? Poker tournaments the rest of this week. Tonight, first place is going to get a shout-out and money cash.
Money cash is good.
And show poker thing on Friday. And our live show Friday night at midnight.
Right. Yes.
Saturday and Sunday poker dates for that day also. Also, anybody that donates for the month of January over $100 gets mentioned on the show. This one goes to, big thanks to Michael Areola. Guys, thanks for the great show. Blah, blah, blah. That's how I do shout outs. He writes, I'm blah, 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 blah. Thanks, buddy.
That's because Keith, he knows he's about to read, like, you guys are great. And he's like, okay, blah, 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 we're great.
Want to find out how much your home is worth for free? Go to MrHomeValue.com.
That's important information.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you. KeithandTheGirl.com.
God, I'm fucking hungry. Let me check the fridge. Dude, where's my fucking schnitzel? Hey, wake up. Wake up, you asshole. Wake up.
Wake up. What?
You ate my fucking schnitzel.
What?
You ate my fucking schnitzel.
Well, it was in there. If you put it in there, then it's fair game for anybody who wants to eat it.
Well, then maybe this is fair game.
Wow! God!
Okay.
That's my fucking... Hey!
No, yeah, that's right. It's karate chop.
What are you doing?
Well, if you didn't like that, how about this?
Ki! Ow!
Ki!
Yo!
With karate, I'll kick your ass. It's a Tiananmen Square. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker. Kyle betrayed me and then he lied, tried to hide, and I died deep inside. And you know the reason why. I'm gonna kick your ass from here to right over there. Oh yeah, motherfucker, I'm gonna kick your fucking dairy hair. Yeah, yeah. You broke the rules, now I pull out all your pubic hair. You motherfucker. You motherfucker.